Welcome to our political party. This is a show about strong opinions, and we thought what better way to serve up these points of view than with a party right here in our studio.
Let's meet our guest. Dave Zirin is author of The People's History of Sports in the United States and sports columnist for the liberal magazine The Nation, and also author of Bad Sports, How Owners Ruin the Sports We Love. All right, we're not going to let you give it 10 minutes, so we'll get into that later.
But for this party, I'd like you to refer to me as Dave Sunshine.
Dave Sunshine.
Just well, sounds cool.
And you're going to be Ken Zirin, right? And then Sunshine, who is a PR guru, whose firm is the eponymous Sunshine Sachs.
And we have Nick Gillespie, who is the editor-in-chief of Reason.com, the libertarian website, and Julie Menon, who is a television star and a civic leader in New York. Thank you both, and all four of you, sorry, for joining us. I'm sort of partial to my side of the table here.
I'll stand up for my side. It's all right.
There's a new word in circulation, refudiate, which Sarah Palin tweeted not long ago. And then last night, Ed Gillespie used it on Meet the Press.
Or yesterday afternoon. I have to say, no relation.
No relationship.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
As you said, you're the Brooklyn Gillespie.
That's why I'm here tonight.
Well, the leather jacket let us know you're Brooklyn.
That's
this is
right.
Good.
Ed wears, I understand he wears leather somewhere else, but that's...
Okay, I'd hate to refudiate you guys, but what is this new word? It seems to have become part of our lexicon, so we thought we'd toss it out to the table. Do you all have any new words for us?
I have a new word that I'm using.
Yeah, you've used a bunch I didn't understand before, so give us another one.
This is a new word. Are you upset that your civil rights heroes have been hijacked by racist ideologues? Well, you just got becked. That's what happened.
To be becked.
It's like Newt Gingrich invoking Martin Luther King. Ooh, don't beck King Newt. It just doesn't sound good.
Okay, well, I have one too, which is with Carl Paladino and all of the crazy talk that he's had lately, whether he's gay bashing or taking on a woman's right to choose, saying women don't have the right to choose even in the case of rape or incest. Paladinuts.
Paladinuts.
Paladinuts, which also applies to Delaware and Nevada as well.
All right. Mm-hmm. So to be backed by
so
Paladinos.
All right. Into the
we were just talking about mixed nuts. Okay. Creating new verbs.
It's a new
I like
type
that.
Of nut.
I've got one which may be too blue for CNN, but it's a colleague of mine came up with the idea of refuse, which is that you're full of refuse. If you say we've got to stop government spending, and then when they say, okay, what are we going to cut? And like Newt Gingrich, you start to say, So you're full of refuse.
Got it. All right, and we'll see if we get bleeped on that one. But, you know, the OED may not include it within the next 6 months. It's a good concept. Yeah. Ken?
I hate to, you know, Julie took my thunder, but I, a verb, to be paladinoed. Now, to be paladinoed, at first you think it's the greatest gift of you can get as a candidate to run against an idiot like him. But after a while, it's so icky and so embarrassing that you've been paladinoed.
I'm not sure someone can steal the thunder from a sunshine person.
But Ken, I want to come back to your point is, the whole thing is kind of icky these days, right? Yeah. I mean, there's no debate, there's no race out there where you can kind of say, there's some smart people, I wouldn't mind either one of them winning.
Yeah.
And there used to be races like that, right?
There's something just icky about the whole process, and it's not only the kind of people that are getting into it, because you know some of the people that are being caricatured are not terrible people. I think Paladino is a terrible person and there's nothing good about him, but it soils everything and it besmirches people that want to get into it.
I think that's exactly right, and I think we're not having the best and the brightest running anymore. When you have a Christine O'Donnell with an ad starting off, I am not a witch, we know we've sunk to a new level in politics.
The low was when she said, I'm you. Like, if you're me, then I'm taking it back. But by the same token, let's not forget the wonderful moment in the past when we had such great people running for office. I mean, to pretend that this crew is any worse than historical average, I can't believe that.
Well, I just think we know more about them now, which is why.
Because
there's no privacy.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
What do you mean there's no privacy? Carl Paladino, I mean, we're not learning private stuff about
him. But everything goes viral. Everything that you say. What, for example, in Paladino bash gays, it's all over the internet. There's no escape. So every dirty trick is out there.
Wouldn't we love a moment where Pat Moynihan would stand up and give a speech and we'd all say,
Pat Moynihan was a massive alcoholic.
But was more erudite that way than 99% of the folks in the Senate right now.
See, I disagree. It's worse now. You didn't have jerks like these people actually running for office, winning primaries. I mean,
what you're saying is
that they were fringe candidates.
The fringe has become mainstream, unfortunately.
Are Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina fringe candidates?
No, they're not. Absolutely not.
I mean, you can point to you know, nut jobs and people who are not. And again, Christine O'Donnell, you know, I think she's got more than a few screws loose, but her campaign, which nobody wants to talk about, all she said is that I'm not going to be like Mike Castle, a career politician, and I'm not going to be like, I was going to say Jeff Koons, which would be very interesting if he ran, but, you know, and I'm not going to spend money.
But
these people win primaries.
Well,
that's the
point. She's not qualified.
If you watch Inside Job, when you see that movie, you will no longer make the argument that someone is not qualified, because these are the brightest people in the world, and they completely screwed us.
That is the point. The plutocracy of this nation has so utterly failed in the last 15 years. People are saying, toss them all out. We don't care. And I get that.
Well, let's get rid of the plutocracy. And that's, I mean, this is a very libertarian conversation. If the people who are going to run the government are incompetent and fools, then let's minimize the role that the government has in affecting everything.
Or be smarter. But the problem with the libertarians is that then you hand everything over to the people who ran Goldman Sachs in the stock market.
No, you don't.
It's all about, like, well, let's have the market then in charge of everything.
There's a slight problem with that approach too, because
the market is what's gotten into a lot of these problems
in the first place. The government got the markets into problems by bailing out either implicitly or explicitly. What part of the economy did the government not bail out?
Yeah, but that's part of the problem.
What you need is a government that creates markets. And if you don't protect the market from monopoly power, whether it's Goldman or
the government has a monopoly on the money supply, et cetera. Government creates monopolies, not businesses.
You end up being a mouthpiece for plutonomy, and that's the problem with your libertarian politics.
That's what you end up being.
It ain't sexy in practice when you're living in Detroit.
Yeah. Wow. Detroit really, it was unfettered markets that destroyed Detroit, clearly.
That's Glenn Beck's argument. That's good. You notice how it comes back together.
Hold those thoughts. We'll be right back.
You've been backed.
Hold that. Hold that thought. We're going to be right back with more of our political party. Don't touch that clicker. Clicker?
Welcome back to our political party. Let's do one more quick wrap around the table. President Obama's been out on the campaign trail with wonderful killer lines like, we no longer face the possibility of a second Great Depression. Now, that gets people on their feet. All right, what should the Democrats' slogan be this fall?
What I think it would be would get people to the polls. At least we believe the earth is round.
Good.
What do you think?
Are you sure we do?
I'm not sure. But I think just putting it out there, it's like, that, you know what, cavemen and dinosaurs did not exist together at the same time. The earth is not, in fact, 6,000 years old, and we don't believe in replacing the Constitution with the Ten Commandments. And just trying to stoke that feeling that says the government might about to be taken over by people.
By Luddites.
Yes.
Good one.
But not the good kind of Luddites. Not the people destroying the real Luddites.
The Democratic phrase could be, we may have had a rough 2 years, but we don't want the inmates running the asylum.
Yeah, most people think the inmates are running the asylum already.
Well, some of the inmates are running the asylum.
Some of those Republicans that won primaries actually get in the Senate, the inmates will be running the asylum.
Well, I think we need to say something nice about Republicans, guys. This has been pretty much a Republican bash here.
Go for it.
I have nothing good to say about Republicans, but the Democrats had their shot, just like the Republicans did for the first 6 years of this horrible 21st century, and they screwed it up. The Democrats had a clear shot, and they screwed it up. And, you know, the best thing that can happen to them is to, you know, say wait until 2012, because you're going to hate the Republicans as much as you hate us right now.
So this is Halloween politics. They're worse than we are.
You know, the Democrats are so bereft of ideas that they're focusing on things like, you know, the fact is that Christine O'Donnell as a senator might be totally incompetent, which means that she'll be in the upper third of the distribution, I suspect, of the, you know, the world's greatest Democratic legislative body or whatever. But there's very little that she can actually do to screw up people's lives in terms of the Ten Commandments. I was just asked, as a
Democratic strategist, what am I going to do to stoke up my base if I can't put marijuana referendums on all 50 states?
And by the way, there's nobody on the Democratic side who's in favor of at the national level, who's in favor of pot legalization. They should be. Candidate Obama talked about it.
Short but sweet. We prefer coffee. It can go on mugs. It can go on buses. We're not in favor of the Tea Party. We prefer coffee.
That's good. Coming up next, the best idea where we cut through the political fighting to find some real solutions.